You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Here's something that made my heart sink this morning, and I wonder what you thought of it when you heard of it too. The Grattan Institute has run the tape measure over something that's been a dream and an ambition for many different governments and for so many Australians for so long, and I'll put up my hand and say I'm one of them. And that is the dream of a bullet train, of a very fast train of some kind along the east coast of Australia, linking Melbourne to Canberra to Sydney, potentially to Brisbane as well. Well, the Grattan Institute has just poured a big bucket of cold water over that idea, saying, get over it. It'll never work. Economically, it won't fly here in this country. Move on. Marion Terrell is the person bringing us that miserable news this morning, Transport and Cities Program Head at the Grattan Institute. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Virginia.
Well, thanks for ruining my morning. Why do you say that it's not viable?
Well, I went into this with an open mind. I love fast trains too. But the problem is Australia is just not suited to high-speed rail. Our cities are too small and too far apart.
That's it?
This would be a ruinously expensive proposal. So just think about it. Every taxpayer in the land would have to stump up $10,000 for a train that would primarily benefit business travellers between Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. I think it would be a very tough ask of the taxpayers of WA and Tassie to do that, people who might never ride the train. It is a generation's worth of infrastructure spending, and it's not really solving a problem that we've actually got today.
Really? I mean, you can't see that there'd be a benefit for cities along that potential rail corridor, that it would benefit more than just simply business travellers, that you might get greater transport rail freight on those lines as well. You can't see any other ancillary benefits for this?
So when the Federal Labor was in office, they did a detailed study of this and they looked at who would benefit. And they were advocates of the train, but what they found is approximately two-thirds of the benefits would go to business travellers, one-third to leisure travellers. The regional development benefits were so small and so uncertain that they didn't even bother to estimate them. So, we imagine a lot of people think and believe that there would be benefits, regional development benefits, but the reality is when we look overseas, we couldn't see the evidence for it. It's very weak, mixed at best, and it tends to be the bigger centre that benefits to the detriment of the smaller one. So really, the train is going both ways, and it's the capital cities, if anyone, that would gain the most.
Instead, the Grattan Institute is arguing that the better, most effective, cost-effective and also useful approach would be to focus on rail upgrades such as electrifying the track, removing bends and enabling the trains that we have right now to travel up to 200k an hour. What sort of economic benefit and productivity benefit would that give us, Marion?
There's quite a lot of, with the towns and cities that are closer to Melbourne, so Geelong and Ballarat in particular, there are quite a few people who are already commuting. And there are business cases underway for these proposals. And I think let's see how the cards fall with those. But just taking Geelong, there are 14,000 people who do commute from Geelong to Melbourne. Mm-hmm. The ones who take the train, like about a quarter of them take the train, most people drive. And that's because they don't work in the city. The only people who are prepared to take the train from Geelong to Melbourne are people who work in the CBD, pretty much. It's too inconvenient. I think a lot of people have tools and so forth that they need to carry. So you can benefit a much smaller fraction of people. You can benefit people who are working in Melbourne CBD and they get a quicker trip, and that is great for them. But in the end, there's just not that many of them. So even if you halve the train trip from its current 60 minutes to 32, which is the proposal, it's helpful for some, but you don't get too excited because there are not that many people doing it.
Marion, you've cast a pall over the program this morning. We'll see what our listeners make of it. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.